Welcome to Learn Medical Spanish. This episode covers how to do a pelvic exam in Spanish. Quick heads up, though, there's a long version and a short version. The long version is the usual routine where I say it in English and then say it in Spanish a couple times. And the short version is all in Spanish. So the short version probably starts around 12 minutes or so, but you can look at the exact timestamp below. And both of these are also videos on YouTube. One other thing I was going to let you know about, my CME course, which teaches you medical Spanish for the emergency room, is currently on sale. There's a holiday promotion going on all the way until January 5th. So it's $200 off until January 5th using the code HOLIDAY200. And if you want to learn more about that course, you can go to learnmedicalspanish.org/CME. But I'll put a link down in the episode description so it's easier to find as well. Okay, so that's all I have for now. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, let's do a pelvic exam in Spanish. So this is going to be the version where I say the phrase in English first and then say it in Spanish a couple times. So this will be longer than the other version. So if you want to see the all Spanish version, which is shorter, look for the link below if you're on YouTube. And if you're on the podcast, just check the timestamps to kind of see where that starts. All right, so this is for ER or urgent care. The main difference from gynecology or family practice is we don't do a pap smear and we don't necessarily have stirrups for them to put their feet on. So, and when I'm looking over here, I'll be kind of talking to the patient. If I ever need to clarify something, I'll maybe turn my head towards you. So if you're seeing the video, you can kind of tell the difference. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. So I'll say again the phrase in English. I'll pause so you can think about the translation. I'll say it in Spanish. I'll repeat it in Spanish. And so you'll have an opportunity to say all these phrases out loud. So try to say the phrases out loud as I'm going through it, the Spanish phrases, because that is the hardest part of learning Spanish, is saying things out loud. All right, so here we go. It would be prudent to do a pelvic exam. Sería prudente hacer un examen pélvico. Sería prudente hacer un examen pélvico. In other words, an exam of the vagina, uterus, and ovaries. En otras palabras, es un examen de la vagina, el útero y los ovarios. En otras palabras, es un examen de la vagina, el útero y los ovarios. Is that okay with you? ¿Está de acuerdo? ¿Está de acuerdo? Please take off your pants and underwear. Favor de quitar los pantalones y la ropa interior. Favor de quitar los pantalones y la ropa interior. So obviously at that point I might step out of the room and give him a chance to get undressed. And now we're coming back in the room. The nurse will be with us to assist. La enfermera va a estar con nosotros para ayudar. La enfermera va a estar con nosotros para ayudar. Please put your feet here, referring to the stirrups. Por favor, si puede poner sus pies aquí. Por favor, si puede poner sus pies aquí. Now you can lay back. Ahora se puede acostar. Ahora se puede acostar. If you could scoot your bottom to the edge of the bed. Si se puede mover las asentaderas para que queden al borde de la camilla. Si se puede mover las asentaderas para que queden al borde de la camilla. A little more. Good. Un poquito más. Muy bien. Un poquito más. Muy bien. Now, here's a version you might use if you don't have stirrups at all, and this might make a little more sense. Like they're kind of getting into the frog leg position, so to speak, just on the gurney. Please bend your knees. Favor de doblar las rodillas. Favor de doblar las rodillas. Put your heels together like this. Ponga sus talones juntos, así. Ponga sus talones juntos, así. Now separate your knees and relax. Ahora separe las rodillas y relájese. Ahora separe las rodillas y relájese. A little bit more. Very good. Perfect. Un poquito más. Muy bien. Perfecto. Un poquito más. Muy bien. Perfecto. You are going to feel my hand touching you. Va a sentir que mi mano la está tocando. Va a sentir que mi mano la está tocando. Now you will feel me introducing the speculum. Ahora va a sentir que estoy introduciendo el espéculo. Ahora va a sentir que estoy introduciendo el espéculo. Please relax the muscles where you feel the pressure. Favor de aflojar los músculos donde siente la presión. Favor de aflojar los músculos donde siente la presión. I'm looking at the cervix now. Ahora estoy viendo el cervix. Ahora estoy viendo el cervix. There's another longer phrase for cervix, which is cuello uterino, which means like the uterine collar. So that's another alternative you could use if they don't seem to understand or something. I'll take a sample to test for infections. Voy a tomar una prueba para infecciones. Voy a tomar una prueba para infecciones. I'm now removing the speculum. Ahora voy a retirar el espéculo. Ahora voy a retirar el espéculo. So that would conclude the main part of the pelvic exam, but next there's the bimanual exam. So that's what we're explaining now. I'll need to insert two fingers to check the cervix. Necesito meter dos dedos para revisar el cervix. Necesito meter dos dedos para revisar el cervix. Do you feel pain there? ¿Siente dolor ahí? ¿Siente dolor ahí? I'm checking the uterus and ovaries. Estoy revisando el útero y los ovarios. Estoy revisando el útero y los ovarios. Does that feel more painful than you would expect? ¿Siente más dolor que lo normal? ¿Siente más dolor que lo normal? Okay, we're done. Okay, ya terminamos. Okay, ya terminamos. Carefully sit up. Con cuidado, puede sentarse. Con cuidado, puede sentarse. I'll step out so you can get dressed. Voy a salir para que pueda vestirse. Voy a salir para que pueda vestirse. All right, so that concludes the English-Spanish translation of the pelvic exam for ER or urgent care. And if you want to see the all-Spanish version, again, if you're on YouTube, look for the link below. And if you're on the podcast, just check the timestamps, or it may be coming up right now. All right, guys, let's do a pelvic exam in Spanish. So this is the all-Spanish version where you'll hear everything in Spanish. If you want the version that's English followed by Spanish, so you hear the English and then the Spanish translation, and you're on YouTube, just look for the link below. And if you're on the podcast, just look at the timestamps to see where that starts. So this is for ER or urgent care. There's just a couple main differences in what we do versus like gynecology or family practice. We're not going to do a pap smear, and we don't always have stirrups. So that's the main difference. All right, and when I turn my head this way, I'm talking to the patient. When I turn my head towards you, I'm providing some clarification or whatnot. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Again, I'm going to go through the whole thing in Spanish, starting now. Sería prudente hacer un examen pélvico. En otras palabras, es un examen de la vagina, el útero y los ovarios. ¿Está de acuerdo? Favor de quitar los pantalones y la ropa interior. And then I would probably step out at that point. And then we'll come back. La enfermera va a estar con nosotros para ayudar. Por favor, si puede poner sus pies aquí. So that's referring to the stirrups, if you have stirrups. Ahora se puede acostar. Si se puede mover las asentaderas para que queden al borde de la camilla. Un poquito más. Muy bien. The next part is covering kind of an alternative way to explain that if you don't have stirrups or footrests. Favor de doblar las rodillas. Ponga sus talones juntos, así. Ahora, separe las rodillas y relájese. Un poquito más. Muy bien. Perfecto. Va a sentir que mi mano la está tocando. Ahora, va a sentir que estoy introduciendo el espéculo. Favor de aflojar los músculos donde siente la presión. Ahora estoy viendo el cérvix. Voy a tomar una prueba para infecciones. Ahora voy a retirar el espéculo. Now we're switching to the bimanual exam. Necesito meter dos dedos para revisar el cérvix. ¿Siente dolor allí? Estoy revisando el útero y los ovarios. ¿Siente más dolor que lo normal? Okay, ya terminamos. Con cuidado, puede sentarse. Voy a salir para que pueda vestirse. Okay, so that's the pelvic exam in Spanish, all in Spanish. Obviously, in real life, you'd have to pause a little longer between some of those phrases, but that gives you the general idea. And if you want to get the English followed by the Spanish, the longer version, then check out the link below if you're on YouTube. And if you're on the podcast, you should have timestamps to show you where that is. And if you are on YouTube, I've also got a playlist here with a bunch of other medical Spanish dialogues about other topics, and a playlist here with a bunch of really high-yield beginner Spanish. So basic Spanish, the 80-20, like some of the most common stuff. All right, thanks for watching. I'll see you next time on Learn Medical Spanish. The Learn Medical Spanish podcast is not medical advice and does not replace the need to see your own medical providers. It also is not a substitute for using a medical interpreter when needed.